At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Welcome, curious minds. For any photographer, you know a camera strap is far from a small detail. It's pretty fundamental.
Totally.
Today, we're taking a deep dive into why a particular strap can be a real game changer. We're drawing insights from a blog post by C1M Photography called The Strap That Changed Everything.
Interesting title.
Right. So our mission basically is to unpack how this, seemingly simple accessory can really impact your shooting experience.
And why spending a bit wisely here might save you a massive headache later on.
Exactly. Because let's face it, you've probably dropped some serious cash on your camera, your lenses.
Oh, absolutely. And it's fascinating, isn't it, how often the most straightforward accessories kind of get overlooked.
Yeah.
Yet they're so critical, protecting valuable gear, enabling that seamless creative flow.
Right.
So this deep dive, I think, will really highlight not just what to look for, but maybe the deeper why, why those details matter to you, the photographer.
Okay, so let's unpack this. The author of our source, C1M Photography, they immediately hit you with a truth. Something that I think resonates with anyone who's invested in GEAL.
Which is?
That cameras and lenses are, they're significant investments. And obviously, you want to protect them.
Sure. Makes sense.
I mean, the absolute last thing you want is your expensive camera slipping out of your hand. Especially when you're out there hunting for that perfect shot.
Oh, definitely not.
And, just practically speaking, having your hands free while you're hiking or navigating a busy street, that's a huge plus, too.
That's a really crucial point about simple things being overlooked.
Yeah.
But I wonder, for a lot of listeners, maybe newer photographers, there's often that budget crunch, right? After buying the camera itself.
Yeah.
Is that maybe why some people just settle for cheaper options, even knowing the risks?
I think that's exactly it. It's a common trap. And the author, they don't mince words here. They basically say, one of life's truths is that you get what you pay for. Yeah. And they talk about seeing less expensive straps fail. Specifically mentioning these detachable plastic clips that are apparently prone to breaking.
Right, I've seen those.
Or just the overall construction being, less reliable, apt to give out without warning.
Which is just, a nightmare scenario. Picturing your camera hitting the pavement.
Exactly. It's a really sobering thought, especially if you're carrying expensive gear.
And if we step back a bit, look at the bigger picture. The cost of even a really good premium strap, it's tiny compared to repairing or replacing a damaged lens or camera body.
Right. It's perspective.
Yeah, the C1M blog post makes a really strong argument. It just makes sense financially and practically to get something that's actually going to do its job reliably.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, quality strap isn't just about avoiding disaster. It's kind of about freeing up your headspace, too.
Okay. Explain that.
Well, it removes that layer of worry, doesn't it? Yeah. So you can actually immerse yourself in the moment. In the photography, not constantly thinking, is my strap okay?
Ah, that makes a lot of sense. Peace of mind.
Exactly.
So, okay, what does this mean when you're actually, choosing a strap? The source, C1M, has a pretty strong recommendation. Peak design straps.
Peak design.
And importantly, the author is really clear. They say they're not affiliated with them or profiting from saying this in any way. It's just sharing hard-won experience.
That adds weight. Definitely. Mm. Sharing what actually worked for them in the field.
It really does.
So what is it about these Keek design straps that that stands out in the source. They say they're very well thought out. It sounds like it goes beyond just holding the camera.
Yeah, exactly. They mention specific models, the slide and the slide light. And the choice depends on, you know, how heavy your setup is.
Ah, practical.
For instance, they used a huge lens for shooting wildlife in Africa. And for that, they needed the thicker, the slide strap, which makes sense.
Right. Tailoring the gear to the specific need.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are some of these thoughtful design features?
Okay. Let's get into it. First off, the material itself is interesting. The straps have two sides, a smooth nylon side and a rubberized side. The rubberized one, it will grip onto your clothing.
Ah, so it helps stabilize the camera?
Exactly. Take some of the weight and effort out of keeping the camera steady, which, you know, reduces strain, lets you focus on composing the shot.
That's clever, that dual material thing. It's not just about comfort. It's actually functional stability.
Totally. And then conversely, the smooth nylon side.
Let me guess, it slides easily.
You got it. It will slip easily over your clothing. So that's ideal if you maybe let your camera rest at your side or even slightly behind you when you're not actively shooting.
Right. So you can quickly bring it up when you need it.
Yeah. The versatility comes from just flipping the strap over.
Yeah.
It allows for really quick, fluid movement, resting to shooting, just like that, adapting on the fly.
That is thoughtful design. Addressing how people actually use the gear in different situations.
Mm. And the details keep coming. The buckle for adjusting the length, described as well-made and operates smoothly, so there's no struggle getting the right amount of slack.
Less fumbling, more shooting, always good.
Right. But maybe the biggest difference, at least according to the source, is the attachment mechanism.
Okay, this sounds important. How it connects to the camera.
Yeah, instead of those, you know, sometimes brittle plastic clips.
Uh-huh. The ones that make you nervous.
Exactly those. Pick Design uses this braided cord loop. It attaches directly to the camera lug, and then there's a button on the end of that loop that clicks securely into a socket on the strap itself.
Okay. A braided loop and a click-in system. Sounds more robust.
It seems like it. And here's a nice touch. For extra confidence, it gives an audible click when it's properly engaged.
Ah, feedback.
Yeah. You can both hear and feel that your camera is secure, which, I mean, when you're carrying potentially thousands of dollars of gear.
That's huge. That tactile and audible confirmation is really crucial for peace of mind, letting you trust the strap. And the C1M blog post also mentioned something about wear and tear, specifically on that loop.
It does. Peak Design apparently thought about that too. It's a potential wear point, right?
Makes sense. Constant friction there.
So under the outer braided cover of the loop, the fibers inside are yellow.
Yellow. Why yellow?
Because it's very easy to see. So if the outer black braid starts to wear through, you see this bright yellow underneath.
Ah, a visual warning sign.
Exactly. It provides a clear forewarning that wear has occurred and new loops are needed.
That's brilliant. Proactive safety. Instead of waiting for it to fail, it tells you before it becomes a problem. That's really user-focused design.
It really seems like it. And, you know, the author mentions they've used lots of different straps over the years, including some big names like Black Rabbit and Spyder.
Okay, other well-regarded brands.
Right. But they say they find myself returning to Peak Design straps constantly.
Wow. That's a strong endorsement, especially after trying alternatives, coming from someone clearly using this stuff heavily in the field.
Yeah, it really speaks volumes.
So bringing it back to the listener, what does this all mean for them, for their own photography journey? The source seems to have some clear takeaways.
It does. Pretty straightforward advice, actually. If you already have a camera strap, great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But the advice is inspect it for wear regularly. And definitely be wary of plastic clips.
Good reminder. Treat your accessories like you treat your main gear. Give them a checkup now and then.
Exactly. And if you don't have a strap currently, maybe you just got a camera. Or if yours is looking a bit tired and needs replacing,
then check out Peak Design.
That's the clear message. You won't go wrong by checking out Peak Design's options. It's about making an informed choice, one that really supports your photography.
Hmm. Makes sense.
So we've really taken quite the deep dive today into the, well, surprisingly critical world of camera straps, all thanks to that C1M photography source.
Yeah, it really drove home how a seemingly small detail is actually, well, fundamental. It impacts comfort, confidence, maybe even the shots you get. And this whole discussion, it kind of highlights a broader philosophy, doesn't it? about buying gear in general.
How so?
Well, it's not just about the specific item, but understanding the design behind it, how those choices affect your experience, knowing what to look for, like, you know, a reliable attachment system or that wear indicator.
Right.
That knowledge empowers you to make smarter choices for all your valuable gear, whether it's a cameras or, I don't know, camping equipment, tools, whatever your passion is.
That's a great point. Understanding the why behind the what.
Exactly.
And just on a related note, the author of our source, C1M Photography, they also offer Photography 1 courses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for people who maybe get confused by the buttons and dials on their camera, wants to help folks get out of auto mode and really take control to get the photos they've always dreamed of.
Nice. Connecting the gear to the skills.
Mm.
So this whole conversation, it kind of raises a final question, maybe for you listening. Beyond the main tools, the camera body itself, or whatever your core equipment is, what other maybe overlooked accessories or seemingly minor bits of gear in your hobbies or even your work? What might be silently but significantly impacting how you do things?
Affecting efficiency or comfort.
Or just your enjoyment.
Yeah. What's what seemingly small detail, if you really understood it or maybe upgraded it, what could change everything for you? Something to think about.